Spanish, we're going to hear it in French, and then we're going to hear it in Swahili, and as well as English. We're going to frame the whole morning from Isaiah chapter 12. So, in your Bibles, if you would look at Isaiah chapter 12, verses 4 through 6. In that wonderful day, you will sing, thank the Lord, praise His name. Tell the nations what He has done. Let them know how mighty He is. Sing to the Lord, for He has done wonderful things. Make known His praise around the world. Let all the people of Jerusalem shout His praise with joy. For great is the Holy One of Israel who lives among you.
Isaías 12, 4, 5 y 6. Y aquel día dirás, den gracias al Señor, invocad su nombre. Hagan conocer entre los pueblos sus obras. Hagan recordar que su nombre es honrado. Canten alabanzas al Señor, porque Él ha hecho cosas maravillosas. Sea conocido esto por toda la tierra. Calma y grita júbilo, habitante de Sion, porque grande es en medio de ti el Santo de Israel.
Isaías 12:4-6. Et vous direz en ce jour-là, louez l'Éternel, invoquez son nom, publiez ses œuvres parmi le peuple. Rappelez la grandeur de son nom, célébrez l'Éternel car il a fait des choses magnifiques. Qu'elle soit connue par toute la terre. Poussez en les cris de joie, de la grâce. Habitant des cieux, car il est grand au milieu de toi, le Saint d'Israël. Amen.
Amen.
Isaya sura 12 na mstari wa 4 mpaka mstari wa 6 inasema, na katika siku hiyo mtasema, mshukuruni Bwana alitieni jina lake, yatangazeni matendo yake kati ya mataifa, litajeni jina lake kuu, litangazeni jina lake kuu limetukuka. Mwimbieni Bwana kwa kuwa ni mtenda makuu, na yajulikane haya katika dunia yote. Paza sauti, piga kelele, mwenyeji wa Sayuni, maana mtakatifu wa Israeli ni mkuu kati yako. Amen.
Amen. And this is what God's called us to do, to give praise into His name. And this, again, is for all tribes and all nations. And so we're going to say thank you to these guys as they go and sit down. Thank you so much. And we're going to bring our attention to the screens, because you get to hear this morning first from our global partners, who literally are spread around the world. They each have sent in most of them have sent in a short little video just sharing and proclaiming their thankfulness to God, and literally from around the world.
Greetings, Hope. Love the new name, because for me, particularly at this time of year, hope is critical. And so we are very grateful and very thankful for you guys and your support of us. My name is John Kirby. We serve in Michigan. And just to give you a little bit of a story, we have new guys in our guys' refugee safe house. We've got A and M, who are brothers from Iraq, new believers, growing strong. We've got G from Albania, and I could just go on and on. You would be shocked to find out that this past year we've had over 18 new guys from Central Asia that have lived in the house, and we have been able to expose all of them to hope.
Hi, I'm Lolita.
And I'm Carlos.
We serve in Asia, but right now we're in the U.S.
We're thankful to God for the extra time with family, especially my 93-year-old mother.
We've seen how God has shown up in our first field.
And through prayer and generous giving, young believer Susanna, who was wrongfully imprisoned, had her sentence reduced from 2 years to 3 months.
Hope Church, we are so grateful for you.
Hi, it's Sarah in Southeast Asia. One thing that I'm really thankful for about the church this year is just the privilege that it is to physically gather together again. After being in lockdown for so long, being separated from my local church family, now the international church is so small and the restrictions have been lifted enough that we're able to meet together in someone's home every week. And everyone cooks something and brings it, and we share a meal together, we open His Word together and share our lives, pray for one another and encourage each other. And that's what I've been really, really thankful for lately. I'm also really thankful for you and for you being a praying church. And thank you so much for covering this part of the world in your prayers and for praying for me and the work that is being done here. I appreciate you and love you so, so, so much. Bye.
Oh, hi. This is Daniel and Kathy from Detroit Hamtramck. We're just very thankful. We've had several new volunteers, and we started a new project. It's a thrift store here, and that's been a lot of fun, getting a lot of new people involved. Anything else you want to say?
Yeah, just last year the thrift store was an idea, and over the past year God brought it to life pretty much. And so we've been open for 3 months, and it's been a blessing to the community and to us.
All right, bye everyone.
Hi, I'm Laura, living and working in the Lancaster, Pennsylvania area. I'm thankful for the way I see the Lord working in the hearts of refugee children and their parents as they attend Christian school here.
Hey Hope Church, it's Liz, and I'm in India. I'm really thankful to be here after over a year and a half separated from my home and my team because of COVID. Then the last few months that we've been here together, almost all of us, we've really been digging into prayer and intercession, and it feels like a really critical time to sow for the future harvest. So I love you guys. Name change, Hope Church, thank you for your prayers. I'm really thankful for you guys and for your continued prayers and hope for this area.
Hi everyone, this is Dave Gudori, serving the cause of the gospel in the Rhode Island area through the Together Partnership. This month, we are especially thankful for our most recent Minister's Prayer Summit. It really was our greatest summit out of the 15 that we've done annually since 2005. We had the most people, we had the most passionate praying, we had the most diverse gathering of Christian leaders, of evangelicals in our state. There were 41 present. They represented churches of Anglo congregations, Portuguese-speaking congregations, Nigerian congregations, and several multi-ethnic churches. And so praise God for bringing these people together, a minister summit of men and women who are desiring to see Jesus become the most famous person in our state.
Good morning, Hope Church. I'm Suzanne. I'm just so grateful this year for new faces, strangers that become friends, being able to see the ends of the earth right here in my backyard, and just a growing love for all of God's people.
Hello, this is Jana, serving in Southeast Asia. I am thankful for my teammates and for all who support us so that we can serve in another part of the world. And I'm thankful to all of you for your prayers and support.
Hi, this is Dick and Kathy from Los Angeles, California, with many reasons to give thanks. I'm most thankful for Kathy's improving health. It reinforces the reasons for moving here from wet, moldy England. I'm thankful for our daughter and her family who live with us. I'm thankful for Nathan, Katie, and their three girls who live just a few miles away. I'm thankful for the community of missionaries out here I'm able to be in community with and serve.
Hello, we are John and Jenny. And we've been working with refugees in a number of different areas, in particular with refugees from the Middle East. And I had the privilege of just going over to Iraq a few weeks ago and fitting a few amputees over there.
Yeah, we see God at work constantly as we are sharing life and sharing the good news, helping to resettle refugees here in Pennsylvania, as well as in our overseas locations. So we really want to thank Hope Church for your continual encouragement and for jumping in on special needs as we present them. You guys are amazingly generous and such a prayerful church. We appreciate you.
This is Hans Franzen. Carrie and I serve with InterVarsity Christian Fellowship. We live here in Storrs, Connecticut, and I work nationwide as the National Director of Chapter Planting. Really grateful this time of year for being almost through a pandemic and students are back on campus. Lots of lives are getting changed. Thankful for the church, thankful for Hope Church and your support. We hope you have a great Thanksgiving.
Will you stand and sing this with us? Thank you.
and want to pour out our praise to God in a way and frame it around that passage of Scripture in Isaiah chapter 12. So we're going to ask you to be seated. I'm going to walk through this passage with us real quickly, and we'll explain what the rest of the service will look like as we hear from you. We want you to proclaim His goodness and your thankfulness to Him throughout the rest of this time together. So, in Isaiah chapter 12 and verse number 4, we see the passage Isaiah shares with us after he's already called people back and said, hey, listen, some of you guys need to repent. You need to get right with God. God's judgment is coming. But then he talks about this future day, and he says, in that wonderful day, you will sing, thank the Lord. Praise His name. Tell the nations what He has done and let them know how mighty He is. So, we're going to do this in three sections this morning. And the way that you want to proclaim with your voice for what you are thankful for back to God would be framed around this question. How have you seen the mighty power of God at work over the last year? How have you seen the mighty power of God at work in your life? And what you want to do is just give God praise for the way that you have seen Him work in that way. Now, the passage goes on and it says, sing to the Lord, for He has done wonderful things. Make known His praise around the world. So the way the second question reads is, how has God seen you through this past year? Maybe what you are thankful for, it best fits in with this question. And so, when this time comes in the service, this is when you would want to give your praise around when your story kind of fits that frame. And then notice this third verse in verse number 6. It says, let all the peoples of Jerusalem shout. That means all of us, right? That this is for all of us. His praise with joy. I wonder, what has brought you great joy? What has God done in your life? And that's why the third question is framed in this way. What is one thing that God has done over this past year that brings you joy? So, what we're going to do this morning is, first, because we are one church in multiple locations, we're going to kick off each one of these sections with someone from another location sharing with us here what they are thankful for. And then after that person shares via video, then we're looking for you to come. And we have time for four, or maybe five of you, if you keep it nice and concise. That's what we're going for here, conciseness. And that you would be able to share in one of these three spots. Each one of these sections will be followed by a time where we collectively, with our voices, just praise God through a worship song that points us back to Him. So that is how the rest of this morning is going to go. Now, some of you are probably thinking, Rick, you have no idea how my year went. Really? You want me to be thankful? Can I just share this one thought with you? Giving thanks isn't just an act of worship. It's a way to battle discontent and dissatisfaction. If you are ever going to move from that place of being dissatisfied or being discontent, it's going to come because you have made a choice to be thankful for what you do have and not what you don't have. It's because if you're going to move from that place of being so just angry about the last year, it's going to come because you have chosen to be thankful for what you do have. And so maybe for you, you don't want to stand here and share, but maybe for you, you are writing down, then you're going to do your best to think about how you are going to do your best to be thankful for what you do have in your life. Even though you may have lost a lot this past year, you could still leave here with a list of things that you are thankful for. And then that would be how you could start every morning off giving God praise, saying, God, well, thank you. This is what I do have. Thank you for what you have done in my life over this past year. So Let's hear from James in South County first, and then we'll hear from you.
When I look back at this past year, I've had some different challenging situations and some other things that were really testing me. And I'm naturally someone who's a problem solver, and I kind of try to take care of things on my own. And these things were beyond my ability. And because they were, I had to rely on God. And it forced me into prayer, and it forced me to trust God and to ask Him for His assistance. And, you know, when we have challenges and we have difficult things that come our ways, even though it forces us to our knees, it forces us to cry out to God, those are the things that we can look back at and be thankful for at the end of the year, because those difficult things, like James 1 verse 2 says, consider it pure joy when you face trials of many kinds, because they're perfecting us and they're continuing to grow us and make us more Christ-like at the end. So this year I'm thankful for that.
Amen. What about you? We want to hear, how has God showed up in a mighty way in your life, and you just want to share thankfulness. Thank you to Him for that. Just go ahead and come on up. We're going to hear from Al first. He'll kick this section off. But then what we need you to do is go ahead and come up, and just, you can line up right over here in that front row by these stairs, and be ready to share. So if you're on this side of the room, then you can just line up right there on that side of the stairs. And if you're here, if on this side, then just line up right over here. But first, let's hear from Al. Al?
First, I want to thank Jesus Christ for the miracle He did in my life. In August, I was diagnosed with heart disease, and my ejection fraction was 17%. And the doctor told me that I was in heart failure and I could die at any time, and that they'd be operating and put a defibrillator. In the meantime, he said to me, make sure you get your COVID shot, because if you get COVID, you'll probably die. Well, within 2 weeks, I caught COVID. I ended up in the hospital. I ended up with double pneumonia. Had a blood infection called bacteremia, and I went septic and with the heart disease. They told me, my family, to stop making plans for me passing, and we made the plans, and we all prayed to God. With the miracle of Jesus, who saved my life, gave me another chance, I came through it. I came out after 3 weeks. I went back to the doctors, and I went for an EKG. And the doctor was just looking, and I said, what's wrong? They said that your cardiogram is normal. Then I went for an echocardiogram, and I got a call the following day, and they said, your ejection fraction went from 17 to 42. So I asked the doctor, how could that be possible? One of the doctors pointed up and said, it's a miracle from God.
Amen.
And I also like to thank Joe, always being there and praying for me through this whole time.
Amen. Thanks, Al. Thanks. God's mighty work. His mighty power at work. That's amazing. Go ahead. Come on up here, buddy. And then somebody else, get ready to come up so that we can use our time efficiently. Hey, buddy.
I'm thankful for God and my family and all of the teachers who take care of me and stuff.
That's awesome. We're thankful for you, buddy. Hey, Paul.
So I'm thankful for, I have four boys, and my second son and I for 20 years have butted heads. And a few months ago, I'm not sure how long ago, he called me up and he said, Dad, you know, I asked Jesus in my heart twice, and I just wanted to do my own thing. I went my own way, did my own thing, and he was always not happy, and we always just fought. And then one day he called me up, and he said, Dad, I had an encounter with the Lord, and I asked Him into my heart, and I really meant it this time. And he just said, and then he confessed some things to me. He said, so are you going to just write me off, or, you know? And I said, I'm going out and buy cigars. You know, I didn't, but you know what I'm saying? I'm grateful. He's really been lonely and been looking for a young lady, and this week somebody came into his life and they hit it off pretty good. So just to listen to him, I mean, we talked to the hour for an hour the other day about the Lord and different things, and it was just a real blessing.
Praise God. Thank you, Paul, for sharing. Hey, Gary.
Hey, Rick. I'm just thankful for just the opportunities I've been given to serve the Lord throughout the year, and especially for the opportunity I had just yesterday afternoon. David Elkin and I went downtown to Kennedy Plaza, Burnside Park there, and we brought with us like kits of essentials to give away to those in need there whom we met, and we got to meet and talk with quite a few people there. David did the talking, I served as lookout, and we shared the love of Jesus with some of these people there. Most of them were like down and out and everything, homeless, that sort of thing, and gave away bags of like, with things like soap and toiletries and New Testaments to them, and shared the gospel. At one point, David held court with like about 8 to 10 people who were all like down and out there in the Kennedy Plaza bus stop area, and it was exciting. God kept us safe and secure the whole time we were out there together, and we saw good things happen, and praise the Lord, God is at work here in our state.
That's so right. Praise God. That's great, Gary. Thank you. Praise God for that. Robin?
I didn't know if I was going to come up and talk today, because I cry when I tend to talk. The beginning of last year, my mom started declining. I do believe this is a miracle. So, we thought she had, she was diagnosed with early onset Alzheimer's. She couldn't drive her car. She couldn't do her medications. She was just, after my dad passed, she was just really going downhill. And we didn't know what we were going to do. So we were praying, and I asked the church to pray and my friends to pray. And me and my sister would go down there every week, and we were just taking care of her. And all of the doctors that she had, all the prescriptions that she was on, the pharmacy sent in a miracle, like that she was on this medication for over 30 years and that they don't even prescribe this drug to people anymore, that it's so dangerous. And we were always afraid to get her. Anytime we ever tried to get her off this medication, she always ended up having a breakdown and being hospitalized. So we were afraid to take her off this medication again. But I felt God was on this, that we needed to do this. And they changed the medication. And almost within a week, it was like having my mom back. She has no Alzheimer's. She has no memory loss. She can drive a car. It's like I got my mom back. She's a totally new person, and I'm very grateful to the Lord.
Mighty power of God. That's the mighty power of God. We'll wrap up this part with Janine. Janine?
Good morning, church. Pastor, I didn't plan to say something today. It's just like a surprise for me to call, how you call people to testify or to give thanks to God. I have really too much in my life. God did too much things in my life. But because we don't have much time today, I'm thankful so much for what God did for me last year. I got a baby. Her name is Promise Gatete. And she's really a promise from God. And as you know, last year it was a hard year for many people because of COVID, and to being pregnant in that situation was so difficult for me and my family. I was alone here, but I live with my mom and my sister, but my husband, he lives in Africa, so it was a little challenge for me. And really, I thank God the way God gave that baby to me. And yeah, it was really difficult that time. I just want to encourage someone who doesn't have a, who tried to get a baby and she didn't have a baby yet. Please keep praying. God is amazing.
Amen.
God is amazing. God is amazing. If you believe, if you really believe, you'll get that baby. It was a miracle the way I got that baby. I don't live here. With my husband doesn't live here. We did wedding here. After 1 month, he left. He went in Africa. I didn't get pregnant that time. And then he came back after 2 years, I think, for 3 months. Imagine for 3 months, God did miracle. I got pregnant. It's a miracle. And then he left again. He came 2 years after when baby he's 1 year and a half, I think. And he was here last month. He lived last month, October 16th. So I don't know when he will come again, but I'm thankful for that. The way he's alive, he's strong also, he's a believer. And we know that one day we'll be together here.
Amen. Amen. God can work in a mighty way. And here's how we can pray for that. Janine is working on her citizenship so that her husband can come over. He has a job there in Africa, and so he's trying to provide in that way. But we're praying for her citizenship as she goes through that process, and then that she'll be able to bring her husband over. So that's how we can pray. The rest of this morning, this is how it's going to go. We're going to have a song, and then we're going to come back, and then we'll be able to hear from you this morning. So will you stand and give praise to God?
Now my heart has found a home, and now you're and I'll never be alone.
And praise God, we're not alone. He is there to see us through. So have a seat. Let's hear from South County. And Mark is going to share with us how God has seen him through a difficult time.
So as I've been reflecting over the last year, I realized that there was a lot of trials, and it was really, actually pretty tough year. Work's been very busy, and trying to fit in work with family, and trying to balance all that has been really tough. And then also, about 6 months ago to the day, my wife miscarried during the beginning of the first trimester. And she actually almost lost her life at the same time. And so the thing I'm most thankful for is God's faithfulness to carry me through this last year, and that God promises that he will never leave us nor forsake us, and he hasn't. And even when I didn't feel like he was there, he was always there.
Amen. So what about you? How has God seen you through over this past year? Come and share, and we need to speed it up a little bit. So here we go. Who's next? Who's going to share a way? How has God seen you through this past year? Don't be shy. Please, yes, come on up, Shirley. And then come on up, Dolores. This is Shirley.
After the death of my husband of 37 years, I found it very difficult to get out of bed in the morning. I was severely depressed, and over the past year, a new job opportunity came up, and it was building aid in the City of Warwick School Department. So I work with kids day in and day out, which are my favorite people in the world because I love their honesty. And I have a reason to get out of bed. I'm happy, and I love my job, and they're going to have to throw me out of there when I get too old.
Amen, amen. You know what? We can stand right here. How about that?
I don't really want to do this, but God and Jesus is pushing me. Yes. The past year has been pretty difficult. After I had my second shot, and I'm not going to blame it on the shot, but 6 days later, I got terrible, terrible headaches, and they just kept on and on, and I just wanted to die. I couldn't function. They would come and go. So anyway, make a long story short, I went to this doctor, that doctor. I had CAT scans, MRIs, everything. So then, out of the blue, I see this girl that I haven't seen for ages, and she works for an eye institute, and she looked at my eye and she said, "Dee, I'm going to send you to this doctor." So I go to this eye doctor, and he sends me for a MRI, but the back of my eye with the dye. And go to find out, he calls me, says, good news, you don't have a tumor, but you do have, it's called corrode caveus fistula. And it's a very abnormal thing that happens in back of your head and eye. It's a vein that's like detached. So anyway, they sent me to neurointerventional radiology at Rhode Island Hospital. I went in as a emergency on a Sunday, and on a Monday morning they did a surgery, and they went through my arm. They couldn't get through over there. They went through my neck, and they said it was very tricky, and the doctor didn't give up, and he saved my eye because I could have been blind.
Yeah, praise God.
And I am so thankful, and I praise God. He's been in my life forever, and I'm just so grateful for everything in my life, and especially for all of you. Thank you.
We're grateful for you. Yeah, praise God. Somebody else. Yep.
Hi, my name is Judy.
I'm just super thankful. I have, this past year, there's so many more blessings that have come into my life. First of all, my husband and I got even closer, and he keeps saying, we got along pretty good, didn't we? My oldest daughter was out in New York. She works for Cambia out there. She was so shell-shocked when this first thing happened. She had nothing. She couldn't get to a store. She couldn't get anywhere. And with the help of God, my son, who is a major in the Air Force, just got back from Asia. And he was able to ship everything to her that she needed. Towels, supplies, everything. And just all the different things that happened in my life. My daughter's been over in Egypt, in Asia, in Iran, in Iraq, doing studies. She almost got held there. My son's been deployed four times. He spent a year in Asia. He's back in Newport for this year. This Thanksgiving will be the first year that my husband and I and three grown children and grandchildren are spending Thanksgiving together. I haven't spent Thanksgiving with my son 12 years. We've always spent Christmas if we could go to him, so we were always on a plane, which was fine. And the years we spent alone, we were fine. And I just think that helping people and doing without a little bit and learning to wait a little bit and not getting everything yesterday, maybe waiting 2 weeks for things we used to get in a minute, could help us be kinder to each other. And I'm just super thankful for this church. And through this church, we have a care group. There's 9 of us. You never see us together because we're all so different. But we are spiritual sisters, and we help each other also. Thanks.
That's great. Praise God. Praise God. Yeah, that's good. We're going to wrap up the section with him right here. Here we go.
Good to see you. God saw me through this last year via a few people. Some of whom you don't know, but primarily the generosity of my parents. But you look like a grown man. Shouldn't you provide for yourself? Yes. Yes, I should. And it was an extremely difficult year. I was going through my final year of law school. A lot of kids. And a wife who was incapacitated for just multiple reasons. But Jesus saw me through that. And I just really want to thank my parents, without whom it would not have been possible.
Thanks, Josh. Thanks.
My name is Angelo, and God has helped me a lot through this past year because finally we get to spend time for Thanksgiving with all my family members. And this didn't happen like this year, but it happened like a couple years ago. My papa passed away, and and I've been crying on every day about him, and he's been aching me, but Jesus has been helping me through all that, and helping me and caring about me, so God has been warmth in my heart, making me still cry about papa, but God knows, so probably does. He's probably, yeah.
Amen. Thank you for sharing, brother. Thank you. Thank you.
Will you stand as we sing out this song, just celebrating God's faithfulness over the past year?
Still stands. Great is your faithfulness, faithfulness. I'm still in your hands. This is my confidence. You've never failed. Thank you. still stands. Great is your faithfulness, faithfulness. I'm still in your hands. This is my confidence. You've never failed. Your promise still stands. Great is your faithfulness, faithfulness. I'm still in your hands. This is my confidence. You've never failed. You never failed me yet.
God doesn't fail us, and so have a seat, and we want to hear from Lincoln, our site in Lincoln. Here, listen to Michelle Ma as she just shares how God has brought her joy and how she's thankful.
I am thankful that God has brought me to Hope Church and that I am able to be surrounded by an amazing community of Christian believers. I've been there through everything and been able to support me and guide me, and the church has really taught me that I can grow my relationship with God and be able to just lean on Him and trust Him. And I'm thankful for the community that Hope Church provides, whether it be small group and now at the Lincoln site, and some amazing Christians that we are around, and the support that we have here all the time, and especially the support that I get from my women's group and the small groups that help me feel always connected to them, to the church, to God, and always feel that I have somebody that I can go to, regardless of the situation, without any judgment or anything, and they can give me clarity and just support and love and show God's love all the time.
Amen. Amen. All right, we're out of time, but we're going to extend it for two of you. So there's two people that need to share here in this room right now. So you need to come right now and share. All right, here we go. And then here's Lisa. Thank you.
Thanks. Hi, I'm Justin. I moved here with my wife, Stephanie, this summer. And I didn't know that was going to happen. No, I'm very happy. I'm very thankful. We moved from California. I have a 4-year-old daughter, and my son was born in February of 2020. We went right into a lockdown in California, and we really couldn't see family, and we really didn't know when we ever would see family again. A job opportunity presented itself last year. I was able to move back to Rhode Island. Very thankful that I get to be around family these holidays, and that my wife is pregnant. So this February we'll be together.
It's been great having Justin and Stephanie here. Praise God. Lisa.
One thing that I'm really grateful for right now is I'm going through a tough time, and God is there for me, and I have many people that are standing beside me and helping me and praying me through. I'm really thankful that even though I don't deserve it, His love is so strong and it's enough to carry me through.
Amen. 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 That's good. All right.
All right, so we couldn't think of a more appropriate way to end this Thanksgiving service except by just pouring out praise to God. So I'm going to ask you guys to stand in this room today, and we're going to get a little crazy with with giving thanks to God. So can we shake this room with the praise of God's people? What do you say? Yeah? All right, let's go.
Wandering through the night, wanting. To us, and you have been good throughout this past year, but God, we know, and we say thank you for what you are going to do in the coming year as well. You are amazing. God, we say thank you, and we pray this in Jesus' name, and everybody said amen. Amen. Hey, before you go, I want to say thank you for sharing and giving thanks together as a church with us this morning, but maybe you weren't able to, or maybe you just get a little too nervous coming in front of people. We still want to hear your story, so if you could send the stories that you're thankful for and email them to office@hoperi.church. We would love to hear the stories. You can use your connection card, write it right down on there, use that QR code, type it in there. Or here's something that we would encourage you to do is to be able to share that with other people via your social media. And we would love for you to be able to just explain to the people around you how good God is. It's been a crazy couple of years, and people need to be able to see that God is still at work in that. So utilize your social media, your Instagram, your Facebook, whatever it is, your TikTok, and share with people how good God is. And if you want to do us a favor and tag us in that, we would love to share those posts as well. But I want to leave you with these words from Psalm 145. As you gather around your Thanksgiving table this Thursday, would you be reminded of this? That let's let each generation tell its children of your mighty acts, God. Let them proclaim your power. And let's meditate on God's majestic and glorious splendor and his wonderful miracles. And then can all of us share the story of God's wonderful goodness. Can that be how we celebrate Thanksgiving this week? You guys have a great Thanksgiving, and we will see you next Sunday.